Hello everybody, Foxbreaker Studios here, and today I know I haven't done a podcast in a while again, but I just wanted to give you guys all a message, and this is actually just a clip of what I put on my YouTube channel, which is just kind of, you know, an explaining message for my viewers. So I'm just gonna stick that in right here. You'll hear my intro twice since I just did it already. But anyway, you guys can listen to it, and then I'll talk a little bit after the full video clip. Hey everybody, Foxbreaker Studios here. So today I just wanted to talk about a few things that have been or will be happening with my YouTube channel. I promise I'll try to keep it quick, and please don't click off because I really do need all of you to hear what I'm going to say. I also hope that you like this special sneak peek of the stop motion I'm currently working on that I will have in the background of this video. Hopefully that should be interesting. Okay, so first of all, I'm sorry. I know I haven't been posting, like, at all this summer. School has been really hard, and I've been having a bit of, I don't know, YouTube burnout recently. I actually have about, like, 3 hours of footage, I want to say, for videos that I just wasn't happy with how they turned out. I unfortunately am a perfectionist, and this has really affected my videos lately. Another thing I've realized is that I haven't been making many stop motions in the last year, which was kind of my main goal when I started this YouTube channel, but I have so many other things that I want to show all of you. So based on this, I'm going to try to make more stop motions and less reviews and tutorials. I'm also going to try making just more videos in general. However, this will lower the quality of my videos slightly, as I won't edit them as much or take as much time to make them. This also might mean that the videos might be longer, because it's actually more difficult to make videos short than just letting it flow, as you probably know if you're a YouTube creator. Thankfully, I don't have as much work to do at home as in winter as I do in summer or fall, so I'll probably have a little more time to make videos in general. I really wish I had all the time and motivation in the world to just create video content, but it's just not at all realistic, and I really wish I could do that, but it's kind of not possible. But I hope these changes to my channel won't affect your experience watching my channel, and I hope you do all stick around, because I have some pretty awesome stuff planned, including the stop motion that you just watched here. So thank you for watching all the way to the end of the video, and until next time, see y'all later. Okay, so basically, so that was, you know, for my YouTube channel. So, like, you know, that was what refers to my YouTube channel. But as far as podcasting, I'm not sure what I'm going to do yet. Well, first of all, it's a lot harder to think of topics for podcasting, just because, like, you know, just podcasting, you can't, like, really create stuff when you're podcasting. It's really hard to, like, create things. I mean, I guess telling stories is kind of the thing, but I don't want to do that, like, this is supposed to be, like, a Lego thing, and I don't really like telling stories anyway. So, like, what I've noticed is a lot that I'm doing is kind of just set reviews and things like that. And I just don't really have the time to, you know, do all the research and stuff like that. And it's just not really that meaningful to me. So I'll probably do a podcast episode now and then, but it's not going to be, like, super frequent like it was when I first started the podcast, when I would do it, like, every 2 weeks or every month. So hopefully you guys all keep watching my stuff and listening to my stuff. If you haven't went to check out my YouTube channel, definitely go check that out. Like I said, I've got lots of cool stuff planned. And thank you all for listening to this episode, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye, everybody.